Dermot and Dave on Today FM. You want to get in touch today? 087-4100-102 is the WhatsApp line, the text line.
Our Maria's reality TV alarm has been ringing all morning. I'm a Celebrity is back on our screens. Is it next week?
It's Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. So more celebs thrown into the jungle. But it's a bit more interesting for us this year.
It is. So let me give you the lineup, right?
Okay.
I'm sure some of you have heard this. Kate Garraway. So she's like a UK kind
TV
of
presenter.
TV personality. Yeah, yeah, she's kind of newsy. Jacqueline Jossa played Lauren in EastEnders for ages. She goes out with, or she used to go out with some guy from TOWIE. Anyway.
Sounds like a Maria person, all right.
I know her. Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Which is Kylie and Kendall's dad, who transitioned into Caitlyn Jenner.
Why are you so excited about Caitlyn, though?
Because she's so dramatic. She's so dramatic. Like, and has no issue dishing dirt on Kardashians, and which is obviously why they've chosen to put her into the jungle.
Right, yeah.
She's so all about the headlines, wants headlines, wants to be top of people's minds and, you know, like front page headlines and all that kind of stuff.
So you're expecting Kim gossip in there?
Absolutely.
Right.
Nadine Coyle.
Oh my God.
Who, when she's in, when she was in Girls Let Out, she was the one that they all didn't get on with, apparently.
Mm.
So
feisty?
I would think maybe she is feisty or a bit difficult or a bit of a princess. That's all just what I think. I'm not sure whether any of that is true.
Well, the thing about the jungle, I suppose, you know, you see everyone at their worst. Like, if you have some...
Well, that's why I love it.
...personality faults or weaknesses, they're going to come out in there because you're under so much pressure and your comfort
hungry.
Levels have essentially disappeared.
Yeah, you're hungry and you're tired and, like, I challenge anyone to be in a good mood when they're
Has anyone checked her passport to see if she's fine or if she sucks in the same round?
There's an English rugby player called James Haskell.
I know James Haskell.
Don't know him, but he looks very, like, furry and lovely.
Kind of your type. He's beefy with a beard.
He is beefy with a beard. Bit on the older side, I would suggest, but...
Ooh.
Meow. Ian Wright.
Wrighty, yeah.
Is he Sir Ian Wright now?
Is he?
Oh, I don't know, is he? He has an MBE.
Sir, yeah.
Does that
I think
mean
he
he's
might,
Sir?
No, I think OBE is Sir,
all right,
isn't
okay.
it?
He's an MBE.
Yeah, he's the early favourite, I think. And the boys got an email there from the bookies saying Ian Wright's the early favourite. The TV show hasn't even started and he's already the favourite.
I wouldn't be too sure now, I have to say. There's a guy called Roman Kemp who actually, he's a DJ in the UK. He is Martin Kemp's son.
Yes, he's a DJ on BBC Radio 1, I think.
Yeah, there's another BBC Radio 1 DJ called Adele Roberts. I wouldn't know her. Miles Stevenson from Raxu.
Obviously, what's Raxu again?
I don't really know him either.
It's one of these fake bands from reality television.
Oh.
And then the last, but absolutely not least, lads, Andrew Maxwell. Like, we know him.
Yes, Irish comedian Andrew Maxwell is going into the jungle and I think he's going to be gas.
I do. I think he doesn't take any crap from talking to him. He's not afraid to say exactly what he thinks. He doesn't care if he offends anybody. Mm. He's just straight up, like. So I think he's going to bring an awful lot of, like, entertainment value. Do you know what I mean?
People won't want to be shot of him, that's for sure, because he will be entertaining.
Like, yeah. So I have a clip of him being interviewed going into the jungle. You know, and they show these little videos of, hey, I'm blah from blah, and this is what I'm into, and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, he says he likes his creature comforts.
I like staying in fancy hotels. I like my creature comforts. I don't camp, dude. I perform at music festivals. I'm glamping, right? For me, it's the wildness. It's the nature, you know?
He also talks about what my biggest fear going into the jungle would be.
The idea of having creatures entering me and then a doctor has to come along and remove them.
Oh, God.
But maybe some of them won't come out. And then it's you and them forever. It's truly terrifying.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I couldn't blame him. That's definitely the worst part of it.
Yeah. I can't cut when they have to come and remove a cockroach from someone's ear. I'm like, oh God.
Like, the eating disgusting things, the isolation, the being stuck with all these morons, that's bearable, I think.
Yeah.
But it's the nighttime when the cameras aren't on. things are crawling into your sleeping bag.
Yes.
That's, I can't be dealing
with
that.
Don't they? Isn't there, there's all these kinds of rumours that they sweep the area that they use.
Ah, yeah.
And only put it, it's controlled. Like, if, you know, if you see a rat run across when they're all asleep, that's been put in there. That's what they say. I don't know.
I'd say you're right about bigger things like rats or whatever, but I don't think they're doing that with, like, little creepy crawly things. Like, you'd imagine the spiders, Marie.
I could cope with a rat, actually.
Yeah, versus
a
spider.
Wouldn't, actually, a rat wouldn't bother me. If a spider or some kind of, do you know what? Some kind of weird looking insect that I've never seen before makes me just want to vom everywhere.
The what is that?
What is that? Yeah. And then you want to look at it, but you don't really want to look at it.
Andrew was in with us very recently, actually, and having a chat. And he seems to be a man who won't shy away from eating the weird things because he's adventurous when he's eating.
I found myself choosing the vegetarian option.
Interesting.
Have you, the jackfruit burger. Have you
what's that? Been?
Jackfruit is like a massive, it's like a massive savoury mango. Is of a fibrous nature, like the mango, okay, but it's savoury and it's a big old beast. And it comes from the southern states of India. And when it's been, you know, processed or whatnot, it'll come as close as you can to the texture of meat.
Right.
So it makes for a very nice vegan burger.
Are you choosing the jackfruit out of a feeling of pressure that you should, or because you genuinely like it?
Well, I was pressured into it, okay, and then I liked it.
Okay.
Like sex.
Yeah, he's going to be the crack.
Oh, look, so I think he could be, I don't think, so the UK would have given you the odds about Ian Wright, because obviously he's a darling over there, isn't he? I think they underestimate Andrew Maxwell.
Yeah, I think he could win it.
Well, look at Maura and Greg in Love Island.
Yeah.
Like, and then
they're loving the Irish.
They're loving the Irish, yeah.
There's a text come in on, a WhatsApp came in. It says, Maria, James Haskell is 34. That's not old. Lads, he does not look 34.
Well, you
look
wouldn't
34.
Look 34 either if you'd spent all your career running into other people with your head. It
also
tends to age you.
Can I tell you what the top two earners are before we
finish
this?
How much are they getting?
So Caitlyn Jenner obviously is getting the most. They always have to pay the Americans more because, I don't know, maybe they're a bit more global. She's getting $500,000
Jesus.
To do it.
And I bet you she won't last very long.
I was just
going to
say, I hope she lasts. I hope she doesn't go, oh no, this is not for me. Because it's all, if somebody leaves, it's always an American that leaves. It's always an American.
Because they're used to being pampered, way more pampered, and they don't like it.
But I do think there's a clause in their contracts that say you have to stay for a certain length of time.
It's like a kit sponsor in a football
club. To get the money.
You didn't get into the Champions League. Now we'll give you
no
half
money.
The money.
Yeah. And then second highest will be Ian Wright, and he's getting $400,000
Nice.
It's mad money. Like, I'd do it. I'd cry the whole time.
You wouldn't do it, Maria.
But I'd do it.
You
for
wouldn't.
The,
how much would you do it for?
What should I do it for?
$20,000
No,
spiders. Australian spiders.
$20,000
$50,000
Walking into the
50 grand would, that, that would make me start thinking.
A pause says it all.
Would
you do it
start
for 50.
Thinking, give me $70,000and without question, I'm there.
I can't. I don't
done.
Even, I don't think you would do it, Maria.
I think I would, but I'm not sure I'd survive. Like in, I always talk about in Paris on the houseboat with all of the spiders. Honest to God, I cried every night when nobody could see me.
Yeah. If you can't survive the Euros, you ain't going to survive. I'm a celeb.